Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really thrilled to have my next guest back with me. It's been a couple of years now. You were deep, heavy in your practice, and you were heavy in your writing. And so we had to kind of take a little bit of a break. You were with me, four, five, six times at least.
Yes, indeed.
And we always had just some great, great conversation. I'm so pleased to welcome Jeffrey Stevens. He's a criminal and civil attorney. He's the author of the Jordan Sander thrillers, Targets of Deception, Targets of Opportunity, Targets of Revenge, Rogue Mission, as well as the murder mystery, Crimes and Passion. And he has a brand new book out called The Handler.
The Handler.
Where is my copy? That's what I want to know.
If you're sitting, get you a copy?
No.
Right,
no.
We'll get you one. Don't worry.
No.
Don't worry.
I look, my hands are, they're empty. They have.
Okay.
They have no.
I'll keep holding the book up while I'm on the air.
Yeah.
And I want to say on the air what I said before we came on the air, which is you look fantastic. I am so happy to see you. This is really fun for me. This is a highlight. It really is.
Oh man. You touched my heart, man. You really touched my heart.
You're doing a lot of great things. It's amazing, as you just said, how out of adversity comes so many positive things if you believe and if you pursue. That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Well, and I just, welcome to hour number two, by the way, folks, and I want to let you know, we have some very serious security issues happening in India right now. The police showed up at our compound last night and told our pastor that he is on a hit list to be assassinated. And so we need.
Is he Christian?
Yeah.
Wow.
They attacked one of our churches on Sunday. They murdered a little girl.
Oh my God.
They attacked a Catholic church last night. They destroyed a, statue of Jesus and they burned a vehicle out front of the church. They have said that we must get security cameras, CCTV, at the church and at his residence. So if you can help with that, folks, right up here, paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or Venmo at PastorGregCGR. That's Venmo at PastorGregCGR. Again, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Whatever you can afford to send.
What's the tell me the dollar sign thing again. How do you do that? Dollar sign?
Yeah, it's Cash App, $PastorGregCGR.
There's no at?
No, not on Cash App.
Okay. Okay.
Not on Cash App. If you do Cash App.
As you know, I've contributed to you in the past and I will again because you do such great things, but I didn't know about this. I heard about this going on in Afghanistan where people who are Christians are trying to hang in there. At this point, I know it's their home. I know it's difficult for us to understand. You just say, well, why don't you get up and go someplace where you're not going to be persecuted? But this is their home.
Right.
And so it's very difficult to just say, well, I'm going to leave. It's not like, you know, they just go to the bank, take their money out and get on a jet and fly somewhere. I mean, these are serious issues.
Well, and we've got 500 churches. So we've got 556 churches. So we've got pastors that are depending. We just had a big pastors conference at our church 2 weeks ago. 129 of our pastors came and we blessed each one with 1200 rupees. And then just this last weekend, we launched our fifth sewing school for widows and two satellite schools. So we've got 36 women right now that are in the process of starting four-month courses to learn how to be seamstresses. And at the end of the class, we give them a brand new sewing machine so they can start their businesses.
Because, isn't that great?
Yeah, because their husbands were killed because they were Christian, because of their profession of faith. And
now, where is this exactly? Tell us where this is exactly.
We're in Punjab. We're in Punjab. We're in the farthest northwest state.
This is so crazy. The other day, I had to go into New York, which nobody should have to go into New York anymore. It's a mess. But I had to go into New York, and I had to take an Uber for reasons that, you know, I normally don't do that. I would take a train, whatever. And the young man was from Punjab. And what an articulate guy. I mean, well-dressed, with it, articulate. I said, man, how long have you been here? He said, oh, just like 4 years. I said, you speak English better than I do. And he really was up on what's going on. And it's just wonderful. I mean, it's just wonderful stuff, but that you're doing, I mean.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, we're reaching the lowest caste. We're reaching the people that are invisible in that culture in most instances. And we've got the orphanage, the Bible school, the wells. As a matter of fact, stophate.com, David, Sumrall, who was on Monday, is sponsoring a well. It's $400 is all it costs to put a well in, an entire well. And a well reaches anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000 people. But, he's sponsoring a well, stophate.com, that we're putting in Saturday morning. So.
You know, these are the things that I have to say that mystify me. We are still the richest and best country in the world
on
every conceivable measure. And yet we are, as the guru of self-help, Tony Robbins said, we're majoring in minor things. This is a world to be getting ourselves together where people should not have an issue with clean water. Now, I understand what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi. That's an anomaly, and we'll get it fixed. I know we will. And in the meantime, they have to bring in all this bottled water. But there are people all around the world where hygiene and sanitation are major problems.
Right.
And in this country, we're quibbling about stuff and pointing fingers at each other. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And by the way, I'm no globalist. I'm an America first guy. But still, you know, we have some moral obligation, and I'm glad that you're doing your part to fulfill part of that.
Well, you know, as everyone who watches this program knows, we are doing two things simultaneously, as I believe we should be. We are saving India, and there are, I suppose, as an America first person, some selfish reasons to save India. Let's face it, India is the second most populous country in the world, okay? Sure. India is probably the best partner we could assume to have in the world, especially because we can't partner with China.
No.
I mean, yes, there are issues that Xi has in his country that could cause his country to be toppled, but that's going to take years.
That is going to take years. We cannot be involved in that, but you're right. We cannot partner with China until the people in China rise up and demand the rights that people should have anywhere.
Right.
And that's a ways off. It really is.
And so that means that we have an opportunity to have an influence in India. And I can tell you that our ministry, the Hindu government in the area where we do ministry, is actually telling these others to leave us alone. Don't touch them. Don't attack them. That's why the police came and gave us the warning that they did. Okay? Because they see the good work that we do. They see the groceries we hand out. We have 10 orphans we care for full time, but we have another 80 to 150 orphans that are adopted by members of our churches throughout the community that are looked after by those folks that we also provide help and support to, okay? And not only that, but as I mentioned, 32 wells in the ground right now, serving as many as 90,000 people a day with fresh water. Fresh water will change your life. When you've been drinking water that makes you ill, that makes you sick, that's killing you slowly, and now all of a sudden you're drinking fresh, healthy water, so you can be productive, so you can live life and enjoy life. We take water for granted, as you said. Folks, it's life-changing. And it's not like down in southern India where it's $2,500 for a well. And I get it. However that is, I get it. But we've worked it out with our guy for $400, $200 for the equipment, $200, and they hand drill the well. Hand drill it. Not a big machine. They turn the crank with their hands.
I understand.
$400, we put a well in the ground that changes lives. So anyway, I want to talk though, and that, cause we're not here really to talk about that, but Jeffrey, I appreciate, and I know you, the man, and your heart, and that's why you're engaged in this conversation with me.
Absolutely.
And all the more reason, folks, that you need to support this man by buying his book, because he is a he's a criminal justice and civil litigator who fights for the right reasons and the good people and the right causes, and you know, and for our justice system to be just, and I greatly appreciate that, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. So this new book, I'll jump into that for a minute.
Yeah.
Just to say that this new book is a return. You mentioned kindly that I had a series of four thrillers, featuring a character, a CIA agent. And then I went off and I did a murder mystery. Then I did a father-son saga called Fool's Errand, which unfortunately did not do well. It never found a market because it wasn't an obvious genre. You know, people tend to like, you know, they read romance or they read murder mysteries or they read thrillers or they read espionage. That book, the father-son thing, Fool's Errand, was just a different kind of book, but near and dear to my heart because it talks about a lot of the values that you and I are discussing. But in any event, I decided to go back to the espionage thrillers and create new characters. And this book, I'm getting great reviews, I'm happy to say, and it's very timely because it sort of anticipated this revival of Al-Qaeda, as we see that in Afghanistan. I mean, that's where Zarahiri was when we assassinated him about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He's mentioned in the book, although he's not a character per se. And so this book is about Al-Qaeda trying to launch terrorist attacks on the mainland in the U.S., and these CIA agents, a man and a woman, were working to prevent it. And why it's interesting for me is because a lot of us take for granted certain things about our safety and our security in this country. I know the streets of these big cities are problematic right now, but I'm talking about the overall picture. And there's so much that goes on that we don't know about, so many near misses that we can never hear about for obvious security reasons. And so this book sort of honors those people who risk their lives because, as you and I have discussed before, Pastor Greg, you know, espionage is not a tuxedo and a martini. You know, I mean, James Bond is great. I love him. Don't get me wrong. I love every one of them.
Sure.
But they work in the shadows. They're in danger. They spend endless time waiting, researching, acting, and so forth for our safety. And so that's what the book is about. So it's a fun ride. It's by the way, I'm saying that I don't want anyone to get the impression it's heavy. It's a page turner. It's a thriller right from the first page, and it's exciting, and the characters are great. And as I say, the reviews have been very favorable, which I'm grateful for. And it just came out 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Yeah, I guess that's right. 2 days ago. Wow. And the sales have been good. And so, you know, anyone who could support me by buying the book, I'm telling you, you'll have a fun read.
Well, and it's also, you know, refreshing because obviously we have some grave concerns about guys like John Brennan and some of the things that, you know, that, and
Clapper.
Clapper, as we should, by the way, the CIA operating.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's evidence that was suggesting, I gotta take a break. We're gonna take a break. I did it again. Take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I just can't tell you how much I love It's like when you find somebody and you know, and there's a connection and it's real and it's like having a really close friend. Well, it is. It's a good friend.
Yep.
And you get back together and you literally, it's like you just kind of pick up right where you were as if time hasn't passed.
You know, I have to say this just so your audience knows, and this really is the absolute truth from the heart. You know, I've been doing a bunch of radio and TV. You know, as I say, the book just came out and we're trying to promote it. And it's very tough to sell a book, by the way, folks. Believe me when I tell you, I'm not some wealthy guy with, you know, 27 bestsellers. I mean, this is my seventh novel, and it is tough to sell books. It's very competitive. And it's very difficult. But when they told me that I was going to be on Pastor Greg's show this morning, it was absolutely the highlight with stars around it on my schedule. I said, I know this will be fun. It'll be heartwarming. It'll be interesting. I'm not going to say who was the other day. I had an interview, and the guy, he's a very kind. I've been on his show before. It's just a radio show for 15 minutes. I don't know if he's having a bad day. He just didn't know what to ask me, so he kept asking me the same. He kept going back to the same question again and again. And finally, I said, "Okay, let me just take this from here. let me talk for a bit. Let me talk for a bit about where America is, because it was obvious like he was going to keep asking me the same thing again." So anyway, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you're doing well physically. That's so important. I remember everything. Believe me.
Yeah.
And all that you went through. And now you're doing these wonderful things, as we were saying in the earlier segment.
I lost you.
And, you know, there are people in the world that make the world work, that make things worthwhile. And that's so critical, because so many people get up and don't have purpose. And I love my two sons, they're both adults, but the younger of my two sons has a plaque in his bathroom on the wall that says, "What good shall I do today?" I mean, what a great attitude to pick up with, right? I mean, that's how we should look at this.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, and if you don't mind me just being political for a moment.
No, you know how I am. Go ahead.
The vacuum of leadership today is so unfortunate. It's so divisive. You know, whether you're going to put up with this nitwit in the White House, or whether you like Donald Trump, even though he's a harsh character, there's still too much division. And there have been presidents in my lifetime, I'm an old coot, but there have been presidents in my lifetime that really made me feel good about being an American. One was a Democrat, JFK, who said, "Ask not what your country could do for you, but ask what you could do," and said, "We're going to put a man on the moon at the end of the decade." And we did, even after he was gone, so sadly. And then we had a Republican, Ronald Reagan, who started out where people mocked him. Oh, he's an actor. He's nothing. He's an empty suit. And little by little, they found out that he was all substance. And without firing a shot, helped to bring down the Soviet Union, the evil empire, and all of this. And we felt good about being Americans. And the point that I want to get to is, we shouldn't need a cataclysm to bring us together. It shouldn't be us against them. It should be we the people. That's how we began this whole program 250 years ago. Because, you know, when they bombed Pearl Harbor and we had to go to war, boy, there were no Democrats and Republicans. And up to then, by the way, Republicans hated FDR. People don't remember this. You know, they're not around anymore, but they hated FDR historically.
Right. Right.
But we were at war and we held together. And when 9/11 happened, we had a president that half the country didn't even think was a legitimate president, George W. Bush.
Yep.
And all of a sudden his approval ratings were at 85%, and we pulled together because of this disastrous event. We shouldn't need a disaster, folks.
Amen.
We should come together because there are things that we have to build. Yep. We're lacking spirituality in this country. We're not honoring the nuclear family, something that Pastor Greg and I were talking a little bit about during the break. You know, our borders are wide open. Inflation is running rampant. The numbers they give us on inflation don't really reflect what middle America has to do to put food on the table, because there are many factors in our expenses that are not counted in the computation of inflation. They're saying it's 9 or something percent. It's really like 16 to 20% in real dollars.
Right.
Try to go out and fill up your car with gas, and they tell, "Oh, the price of gas went down 9 cents last week, and we're supposed to be happy about that." So I really think we need the kind of leadership that Kennedy gave, that Reagan gave, where someone could pull people together and say, "Look, there's more that unites us than that divides us. In God we trust. Let's get ourselves together. Let's fix the infrastructure. Let's you know, get these borders under control. Let's stop the crime in the cities. Let's put criminals in jail. It's time. We have to get rid of the influences of people like George Soros and Gavin Newsom and the rest of them.
Amen.
So that's my rant. Forgive me for going on about that.
But no. Hey, you did fantastic. All I want to know is when are you running and are you going to run for Congress, Senate, or President? I just want to know.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got to jump.
Forget that.
Jeffrey Stevens, God picks the small and he makes them large. Jeffrey Stevens, lawyer, author, and the handler. There it is.
You'll be happy if I do
there it
the
is.
Video,
the yep, handler. There it is. The Handler, and I'm looking forward to getting my copy here real soon. Jeffrey Stevens, The Handler. You've been watching Chosen Generation Radio. I got a lot more coming at you. Don't go anywhere. Another full half hour coming up next. And Rafael Cruz will be with us, by the way, in hour number 3. And you're not going to want to miss that. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Greg Stenstrom will be with us right after this. And we're going to talk about parallel elections. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. Very pleased that we got a chance to get him booked. I know obviously he's very busy because he's in his car today talking to us. So that just lets you know how busy this guy is. He is the author.
Without a tie.
Without a tie too. Yeah. Well, you know, you'll throw that on before you hit the podium. So that'll be the deal. Well, he is co-founder of Patriot Online, a digital privacy ecosystem and social media platform. He's a technology leader, data scientist. He's been the CEO, CTO, and CIO of multiple corporations. He has extensive experience in computer sciences, security, fraud investigations, and industry reputation as a formidable problem solver who distills complexity with actionable simplicity. A former U.S. naval officer as well. Thank you, sir, for your service. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And he is the co-author with Leah Hoops of a new book, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. I welcome Gregory Stenstrom, and we'll keep it down to Greg with one G, and we were talking about that as we opened up. I'm not sure how you do Greg with one G, but I get the same thing. So, it's another Greg with one G. Greg, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Nice to have one Greg to another.
There you go.
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, you know, in spite of all of the craziness, right? We can make that choice. We can choose and say today's going to be a good day and I'm going to do all that I can to have an impact in the sphere where I can have an impact. And that you're doing that. You're taking your gifts, your talents, your abilities. You've put together a book to try to help people understand what happened. Talk to us about that. Talk to us about this parallel election. What specifically are you addressing with your book?
What we're saying here is in the election, like most elections, we start the book out and we talk about Delaware County in particular. But election fraud goes back as long as we've had elections, you know, so we bring you back in Delaware County to the 1870s, and it's the same old, you know, frauds, you know, ghost registrations, raising the dead, you know, double voting. It's just a lot of the old fraud that I think people have seen and heard about. But we had something very unique happen in 2020, and starting in 2016, you know, Donald Trump took office in January of 2016, and starting in June, there was a concerted effort. And it was a coordinated effort, and they started by choosing the 8 swing states and 32 counties in the country that they needed to target to swing the entire election. So the parallel election was, you know, they set up an entire ecosystem where they could control the vote and manipulate the outcome of the vote just with those 32 counties. Now, there's a few other counties there, but they targeted 32 counties out of 3,200. Now, Donald Trump won over 2,600. I don't know the exact number, but he won over 2,600 of the 3,200 counties. But the keys were some of the metropolitan areas and then the large counties. So in Pennsylvania, that was Philadelphia, Delaware County, which is where we are, Montgomery County, to a lesser extent, Chester County, and then all the other ones you've heard of, Arizona, Maricopa and Pima County, in Georgia, DeKalb and Fulton. So all of these hot spots that people have been hearing about all year, the reason they've been hearing about those specific counties is that's where the fraud was. And what they did is Soros-funded PAC gave millions of dollars, and they put in district attorneys and attorney generals into the states,
right,
and they installed them. In Delaware County, Jack Stoltzheimer, he couldn't win dog catcher. I think he ran four different times, couldn't win an election. Soros came in, gave him $1 million, and they took Delaware County. And that was only in, I think, 2018 or 19. And then in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, Soros put $1.7 million into him, and Larry Krasner gets in.
Mm-hmm.
In Montgomery County, it's Miller. Now, if you look throughout the country, they targeted, people say, they always say Soros money, but they don't quantify where it went. It's just, he's like this omnipresent, you know, evil, when in fact, these people are very targeted. So then people hear about the Zuckerberg money. Oh, the Zuckerberg, CTCL money, Center for Tech and Civic Life. You know, they perverted the election. Well, they did. They put $400 million into the election, but what will blow you away is 90% of that money went to those targeted states and those targeted counties.
Well, Greg, now, if I can interrupt for just 1 second, I mean, Kim Ogg, just as an example, down over here in Houston, was one of those. Kim Ogg was somebody that was one of the targeted. Harris County was one of the targeted counties where they wanted to make sure, because they knew that if they could swing Harris County, they could begin to turn Texas blue.
Right. Well, they absolutely. And if you look at where they put their money, and this is in the book.
Sure.
They're targeting for 2024, North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio. Now, Franklin County in Ohio is an example of where they put in this this system, where they put in these. We, in the book, what we try to do to make it simpler, we used terms that people would hear in the movie Ocean's 11 and the Sting con movies. So if you remember in the Sting, they had the horse, this is, you know, our age, where you had the horse.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman, absolutely. You betcha. There you go.
And then for the Brad Pitt and George Clooney, age group, you had the casinos. That's called the big store.
Well, and let's not forget that it was the Rat Pack that did the Ocean's movies originally. So if you're really, are our age as a kid growing up, you watch Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and, you know, and the Rat Pack, Jerry Lewis, pull off the original Ocean's swindles.
Absolutely. And what's interesting, and the reason we use that analogy, is it only takes, if you look at what they did and how they did the fraud, it was planned by geniuses so it could be executed by idiots. and the way they do it is it only took a small group of people. If you look at it, that's why people go, well, this is some vast conspiracy. Well, we don't get into the conspiracy of it. We just get into the mechanics of it, and we point to the who's and what's and where's.
Mm-hmm.
So just to kind of wrap up, what they did and what we saw and what we learned over a period of time where we were writing the book is they had to install a system of corrupt district attorneys and corrupt attorney generals, judges and courts that were beholden to party politics. I'm not going to say necessarily corrupt, but I'll say beholden to.
Okay.
And create this judicial climate of the safest and most secure election ever. So it's not from a conspiracy perspective, they needed to introduce wholly fake mail-in ballots. In Delaware County, they took 120,000 fake ballots. They were fake. And people go, how do they do that? Well, it's not that hard to make them up beforehand. And the machine only checks to see that there's a scribble there. It doesn't see, there's no checking of signatures. They make up these envelopes, and they don't let anybody near the machines.
Right.
And they run these things through. They're running these things through at 50,000 envelopes an hour.
Well,
so it doesn't take them very long.
That was evidence in the shutdown and then the restart that we watched take place in what, six different locations, right? in the 2020 election.
And that's where they shut the, when they said they shut the election down, they shut them down in the big stores. And the reason they did, I don't think they originally intended to do that, but President Trump won so decisively.
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming. So in Delaware County, they take these 120. The reason they had the big stores, if you've seen the videos of all the counting centers, wherever they had counting centers, this is the parallel part.
Right.
There's people pushing hundreds of racks of mail-in ballots. Where did they come from? Did they come from the third floor, the fifth floor, the loading dock? Which elevator did they go up? Where the heck did these come from?
Yeah.
All I know is that eventually a guy takes a rack, pushes it up to a thing called the Blue Crest machine, which the Zuckerberg money paid for, and then they blow these things through as fast as they can, don't let anybody see anything, take the envelopes, and then destroy them. And they did. We know they destroyed them.
We're going to
wipe out the image on the machine so they don't see it.
We're going to need to take a break here, Greg. We're going to need to take a quick break. We're going to be back after this break. One of the questions that I have for you, too, is do you think that they were surprised that Trump won in 2016? Because I really believe that they thought that they had a system in place in 2016 that was going to guarantee Hillary Clinton a victory. And Trump, as you said, as he did even in 2020, the numbers so overwhelmed them, they couldn't recover. They couldn't recover. And we'll be back to talk about that when we come back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile. My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My sincere apologies, folks. You know, when you're wearing the producer hat and the board hat and the host hat, but I got caught up in this great conversation with Greg, and we're kind of going into something that Mr. Szabo told us about Venezuela, which is open borders, uniparties, infiltrated education system, and an apathetic middle class. And Greg was talking about how the uniparty is playing a role in these basically completely fixed elections that are going on. So my question to you is, do you think that they were surprised that Trump won in 2016? Were they underprepared? Greg, can you hear me? You're not coming in clear. You're breaking up real bad. I think he's traveling right now, and that's creating our issue. Yeah. Okay. I lost him. All right. So what he told me in the break was that absolutely 100% they were not prepared for what happened in 2016. They had things situated and set up. The election was fixed, and Hillary Clinton was absolutely 100% supposed to win. It's why she was so absolutely mentally distraught, and they were all so incredibly devastated because they, hey, there you, no, we're good. I was explaining what you had said to me in the break about that, you know, in 2016, they 100% believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win that election. And that's why everybody was so distraught when Trump won, because the bottom line is that we the people overwhelmed the system. And that is a good reminder, by the way, to everyone listening. In spite of the fact that all of this is all fixed the way that it is, we've got to get out and vote in mass.
Well, it throws the whole system off. President Trump, he won, I think it was 20... Over 26, I think it was almost 2,700 counties, and he not only won, he won by margins of 68% to 96%. And it was such an overwhelming number of votes that even in a corrupted system, Hillary couldn't overcome that. And that's why they created this new parallel election with the big stores that we were talking about. But if you saw Hillary that night, 2 o'clock in the morning, she was dressed in royal purple. I don't know if you remember. And
yeah.
President Clinton was dressed in the purple, and they had all the color of royalty. At 2 o'clock, she was stomping that stage like Rumpelstiltskin. She couldn't believe that she wasn't going to win the election that she bought and paid for.
Yep.
So absolutely, she was in a state of shock.
Yeah. Well, and so Biden wins in 2020. Because they literally shut everything down and did the store thing you're talking about. They've even taken it to another level to try to make sure that nothing unusual happens in 2024. But at the end of the day, I mean, number one, we've got to get massive amounts of people out to vote to overwhelm their system. But in addition to that, what else do we need to do? How do we beat this?
Well, the big thing is we know what they did, and we have the proof of what they did. Now, I mentioned people say, well, how do you know they used 120,000 fake mail-in ballots? Because we fought our way into the back room, and we saw the real ballots. So the ballot that you mailed in, okay, the ballot that you mailed in wasn't counted. It sat in the back room. Now, they needed that envelope for any forensic audit. They needed to check it into the SURE system. They needed the ballot. But they just didn't want to count your vote inside of it. We saw them. We have multiple affidavits, and we have photos from the own defense attorneys, from the Board of Elections in the county. They made a mistake. They took photos trying to show that they complied with the judge, and they set up all these pens for us. And in their own photos, they have thousands of them on open ballots. So I said, so in the Gettysburg testimony, I said, look, they counted 120,000 ballots, lickety-split, the night of the election, Biden's 102,000 to Trump's 18,000. An overwhelming lead that could not happen statistically, but overwhelming. The reason they had to stop the vote is even though they had these 5-to-1, these ridiculous ratios, he still wasn't winning. They had to turn the vote off so that they could infuse more votes. And the way they infuse more votes is they use the USB drives. And they determined how many they needed, and they held some back. Now, in Delaware County, we were noticed that night. We were notified they were missing 47 USB V drives. These are important cards because this holds the electronic vote in the physical piece of electronic. It's all state. It's a all state drive. And all of them have them. Your Heart into Civic, Dominion, and ESNS, all of the election machines have these devices. Well, if I wait 2 or 3 days and I hold some back, I can put any number of votes in those, okay, for any number of counties, and then I can take votes away and give them. So we saw 2 days later, we saw the voting machine warehouse supervisor, who was the former president of the steelworkers, and he's an executive level or senior level of the AFL-CIO. He comes down, takes a $60,000 a year, cuts his pay by a third to a quarter, takes the job here to run the voting machines. Now he's gone in another, $200,000-plus job working as a lobbyist. He's actually leading marches in front of SCOTUS right now. So this guy shows up 2 days after the vote with a baggie full of USB drives. We saw him. We knew what he was doing.
Right.
He starts plugging them into the tabulation servers. And I said, whoa, stop. I objected. I got the police. I brought the clerk of elections. I says, why is Jim Savage plugging in USB B drives with thousands and thousands of votes on them 2 days after the election? And he was scarless about it. Well, they only updated the vote every few hours, and they did that intentionally. And I said, I want to see what happened. I want you to update the vote right now. I want to see it. So, and they wouldn't do it because they knew they were caught. So it took us about probably an hour and a half until they finally updated the vote. And there was they took votes away from Trump and they gave votes to Biden to the tune of 50,000 votes.
Wow.
They flipped it. And they flipped it for Shapiro. They flipped the whole race. So I saw it and I said, whoa, whoa. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing. And people go, where's the proof of that? Well, they destroyed all the logs, and I'm going to talk about this evidence. So they destroyed all the envelopes, they destroyed all the logs, they wiped all the machines, right? But what they couldn't do is when you go to the election, most people know they sign into a book, they've got to sign into a blue book,
right.
And I'm here.
Yep.
And then the minority inspector has a thing called a yellow book, and they write your name into it.
Yes.
And there's a blue book, there's a yellow book, there's a whole process. Then you get your ballot, you go in.
Right.
There's a whole process. There's a return sheet. And then there's a paper tape. And every machine has to put out a paper tape. They call it a proof sheet or paper tape. So that's the physical record of the election. They have to have that reconciled by 2 a.m. I got 1,000 ballots at the beginning of the night.
Right.
600 people voted. I got 400 left. Here's my paper tape. I write my tallies in. I sign everything. Everything has to add up. Well, because they shoved all those electronic mail ballots, the USB, and because they shoved all those mail-in ballots through,
it doesn't matter.
Get the count
right. It doesn't add
so
up.
So now I come back and we. Yeah. So we come back and we say, look, we waited. We knew. In every investigation I've ever done, they always destroy the evidence. Always. So we got a whistleblower that went in and we said, okay, we're going to put in a right to know and we're going to demand all these election materials, which we know they've already destroyed. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We're almost done here.
Well, we're out of time. We've run out of time.
Oh, so same.
I know. Okay. So what's going to happen, Greg, is I'm going to bring you back. I promise I'm going to talk to the folks. I'm going to get you brought back. You'll be back on next week. What we'll do next week though is we'll do a whole, I'm going to block out a whole hour. Okay. We'll do a whole hour.
Oh, okay. I hope we got plenty to talk about.
Yeah. So that way we can really go through the whole thing because I've got a whole bunch of questions about this and I know my audience is going to have questions about this. You know, where are the prosecutions? What's happened with regards to this evidence? Why isn't there, you know, I mean, there's so many things to talk about, right? So we'll get on to that. Gregory right. Stenstrom, author, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. Get this book. Get this book, and you need to take it to your election officials, and you need to get them to read this book so they understand what's going on in case they're not aware. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two coming up right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to... I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.